This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I'll get it right. Right there in front of me. I can just read it. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Okay. Here's a self-defense with a gun. Story for you. Escape murderer got out there and met his end when he broke in on a house. Raphael McLeod, a 34-year-old murder suspect, escaped from a Mississippi jail March the 2nd after using a shank and stealing the jailer's keys. He was on the run until he allegedly broke into a home and bound up a family early this past Thursday morning, according to USA Today. The father freed himself and fatally shot McLeod in the head. This would be labeled under a one-shot incapacitating kill. That's what we like. Father was stabbed in the shoulder, but no injuries were reported to his wife and four-year-old. It was a good outcome for the husband. I would consider it a good outcome. McLeod has also been charged with the death of a 69-year-old woman. The husband's injuries were not life-threatening. Warren County Sheriff Martin Pace told the Vicksburg Post, "We are incredibly relieved that this family was not seriously injured, and they were able to protect themselves this morning. It's been a long week for this community, and we appreciate the cooperation of the public as we have pursued this community." Daily Caller did an investigation of self-defense shootings. Between July 2014 and July 2015, they found that hundreds of potential victims were saved by gun-toting Americans. Many of the defenders in the analysis were defenders saving multiple lives, as in this Thursday shooting. Unlike that shooting, though, the analysis found that gun carriers were able to defend themselves usually without killing the invader. Of the 217 suspects in the analysis, 148 perpetrators survived their encounter with a gun carrier, whether they took a gunshot wound or simply fled. The other 69 were killed, so more than half the suspects involved survived. So, actually, good outcome to that particular story. And that just basically points to the fact that, like I was talking about earlier, suspects, when they see a gun, don't want to get shot. Or if they get shot, they quit, and they survive their gunshot. Most people, except for those that are going to commit suicide by cop, don't want to get shot, don't want to die. Believe me, when you're facing it, it becomes less attractive. Coming out of The Guardian. Now, The Guardian has really had, and we're going to carry this through in the next segment if we have to. The Guardian is a newspaper that tried to basically crash SHOT Show. And because they tried to crash SHOT Show, they were going around asking questions. They were told they would be escorted around. They went without their escort. They broke the rules. This would happen with anybody that breaks the rules. they got kicked out. So the Guardian has this sore spot right now, so they're doing all of this anti-gun stuff. So here we have this article. The macabre truth of gun control in the U.S. is that toddlers kill more people than terrorists do. This is coming from a pilgrim, a limey asshat named Lindy West. And yes, I am half limey, so this is not me being out there and being racist or anything. I'm just recognizing my countrymen for what they are. A young lady named Jamie Gilt, who has built a thriving web presence, was shot by her child accidentally. And they're making a lot of hay out of this. Now, here's how this starts out. Verbatim. This week, in my country, considered by some of its more embarrassing denizens to be the greatest country in the world. Maybe Lindy is not a Brit. Maybe he's an American who wants to be a Brit. Trust me, brother. Not everything is cracked up to be. He starts out by saying, the greatest country in the world, an outspoken Florida gun rights advocate left a loaded .45 caliber handgun in the back seat of her car and was promptly shot and wounded by her four-year-old child. Truly a pinnacle of human potential, much like the invention of paper in 2nd century B.C. China, or Aristotle holding forth at the Lyceum, or whoever first pointed out that Florida looks like America's... I'm not going that far with it. What do you say about the outspoken Florida gun rights advocate who left a loaded .45 caliber handgun in the backseat of her car and was promptly shot and wounded by her four-year-old child? Nice of him. He says he takes no particular pleasure in violence and pain. He's not happy that Jamie Gilt, 31, who built a thriving web presence on the argument that guns are not only perfectly safe around kids but necessary for their protection, left a loaded handgun in reach of her four-year-old son, who then picked it up, aimed it at his mother, and pulled the trigger. He finds zero delight in the thought of the Gilt's toddler, almost certain panic and horror in that moment, not the guilt he may well carry for the rest of his life, guilt that only his mother deserves. He says, I'm sure being shot in the back really hurts, even more so when it comes with a side of nationwide liberal schadenfreude. Okay. First of all, without knowing, here in South Carolina, if you're 4 years old, you're in a car seat. So where that gun was left is a big question mark for me. Where would that gun have been left where this child can get to it when strapped in a car seat? This child would have to be quite the, you know, this child would have to have limbs that are like supernatural. Whether the child picked it up and actually aimed it at his mother, I think he's probably taking a little bit of artistic license with that one as well. What he's doing is he's basically out there saying that we have more accidental shootings here in the United States, which we know that's not the case. We know that's not the case. Accidental shootings are on the down slope, as are everything else. Where in Britain, they don't get shot as often, but they sure have a lot more violent crime. And once again, to the gun grabbers, I say, are you so focused on hating guns that you're overlooking the violence problem? Does all violence bother you like it does me? All violence bothers me. All violence bothers me. The thought of five or six guys getting around one person laying on the ground, kicking them, and all this other stuff, or that bothers me. And the fact that they don't get to stand around and say, of course, we claim the moral high ground because we did not use a gun. No, they don't. They don't get to claim that at all because they're violent, psychopaths, scum. They have no code, they have no honor, and they really have no right to be walking around amongst people like me because that's why I carry a gun. 2013, the New York Times reported on children shot by other children. Children shot accidentally, usually by other children, are collateral casualties of the accessibility of guns in America. Their deaths are all the more devastating for being eminently preventable. You really want to save children? Go fill in every pool. Because more children die drowning than in any other way. More children die drowning than in any other way. And most all children die as a result of an accident. Now, how are you going to legislate that away? The fact that anything out there is available today means it could be involved in an accident. And it's an accident. It doesn't have a moral compass. It just is it's a set of circumstances that go the wrong way. Gun grabber idiots, I swear to God. We're not going
going to carry on with that because I'm nauseous. We'll be right back. Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we've built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Now, why is the Second Amendment important? First, let's consider some less lofty matters, shall we? It's not hard to understand that if you're attacked or someone breaks into your home while you're watching TV, minding your own business, that dialing 911 is not going to provide you any real instant defense, which is what you need for you or your loved ones. To bolster your self-defense, there's a lot of things you could do. Some of them not very effective. Let me give you a few if you would like. You could remind your attackers that Barack Obama says they shouldn't have guns. If he finds out that they do, they'll be in big trouble. He might ban them from flying on airliners. That probably won't be any more persuasive than asking them to wait while you call a cop. Thugs bold enough to attack you or kick the door of your home open aren't going to freeze while you dial your phone. Then there's this, according to the law enforcement magazine American Police Beat, the average response time for emergency calls is between 10 and 11 minutes. What could go wrong in 10 minutes while you're scolding the bad guys and reminding them of Obama's threat? That's why intuitively it is better to be armed than sorry. That's also why sheriffs across the country increasingly urge people to arm themselves against possible terrorist attacks, let alone garden variety degenerates accosting them on the street or breaking into their homes. Sheriff Wayne Ivey of Brevard County, Florida, said violent criminals can take our lives in seconds. And he warns that waiting on a 9/11 response is unwise. The massacre at a workplace on Christmas at a Christmas party in San Bernardino was all over, with 14 dead and the shooters fled by the time the police arrived, 4 minutes after being called. That was outrageously good response time. They overachieved, and they were gone. Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee County in Wisconsin says we should allow people to be able to play a role in their own safety. These gun-free zones have become killing fields. That kind of common-sense pragmatism is not only a reasonable conclusion, it can also be life-saving when people do arm themselves for protection. And experience and experts agree on this. Now, back to those lofty matters, shall we? Start with the basis for statutory law. The U.S. Constitution. The Founding Fathers never intended for the government to be stronger than its people, capable of suppressing its citizens by force. This coming from Eric R. Poole, editor of Guns and Ammo magazine. Probably not the first thing that comes to mind for most Americans when discussing gun ownership and gun rights and gun control. We have gone way away from the original. Yeah, of course, there's Stop Attack. We've gotten really far away from what the founders intended. It was uppermost in the minds of those who wrote the Second Amendment with its protection of the right of the people to keep and bear arms, which shall not be infringed. That's why Poole reminds us that an armed populace retains the last resort in preventing tyrannical leadership from consuming all power. You might protest that we don't have tyrants in America. If that is your protest, I'm not going to be able to put this very, very gently. If you think we're not under tyrannical times now, It's passive aggressive tyranny what we exist in today. We don't have really the rule of law, especially with this president. We won't have the rule of law with the next president. In order to right all of the wrongs that he did, the next president is going to have to do it the same way if he actually does that. I'm right now getting prepared to be disappointed and betrayed once again by the Republicans. Optimist, aren't I? This is the wake-up call. We have a moment of a wake-up call where we can look around and see what's happening in all of these presidential campaigns and see, the fact that Hillary Clinton is walking around free
should be freaking us out. The fact that Eric Holder is walking around free should be freaking us out. The fact that Loretta Lynch has not been made to retire or resign off of this thing where she's saying we might have to go after the climate deniers. She's going against the First Amendment. The fact that we're not taking up arms right now and headed to D.C. is stupefying to me. It is stupefying to me. I've got somebody on Facebook who is trying to convince me about what happened in Oregon is a big deal. Compared to what we've got going on in the country as a whole, what happened in Oregon was not a big deal. What happened in Waco was a big deal. What happened in Ruby Ridge was a big deal. And I don't know if we should be glad we didn't have the dissemination of information that we have today, because those might have been the incidences that got us going. It's very hard for me, you know, these guys went to where the government was going to confront them. The government didn't come for them. They went for the government. And when you get out there and you are dealing with the government, and when the government is out there saying stop and you don't stop, you should expect for them to try to get you to stop. And then when you run one of them over while you're trying to avoid a roadblock because you're running from the police, which is a felony, and you think you're able to tell them, well, we're just going to the sheriff's office, you got no right over me. It's not the way law works. That's also without rule of law. It can go. That is a knife that can cut both ways. I'm not looking at that as the big thing. Sorry. I'm sorry. There's a big difference between sticking yourself in a situation and being dragged into a situation. Big difference. Ask Randy Weaver. He would tell you. Now, despots benefit by denying their subjects access to weapons. Disarmament is always the first part and parcel of tyranny. Even Ben Carson Ben Carson is a good guy. He seems like a very good guy. He's a little naive. He doesn't really know as much as he should know to get in there. I wouldn't mind seeing him be in office, but he doesn't really know enough at this particular point. And he's got certain notions that needs to be explained to him. He said, through a combination of removing guns and disseminating propaganda, the Nazis were able to carry out their evil intentions with relatively little resistance. And that's because Hitler's thugs took guns first. Second Amendment is very, very, very important. We've got to protect it at all costs. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Going to the phones, Kakarot, or as I know him, Tony in the Big Truck. Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm doing lovely, sir. How about you? Sound like you're doing better.
I'm just trying to cope. I was having some coping issues, so I coped.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us had those this past week. The gentleman who you had on talking about the different grips and everything else, diagnosing the condition, that was an extremely interesting interview.
Yeah. You know, well, I'm trying. That's what I'm trying to do, Tony. You know, I gotta keep everybody interested in what I'm doing. I'm having a really interesting problem because, you know, I went back to the range thinking, I got all these nice guns. Watch me shoot these nice guns. It's going to be so good. And I got up there and I was like, holy moly, I can't hit anything I'm aiming at.
Yeah,
so I've got this problem I've never had before.
Just like you and I have spoke before, when you had, you know, I had my heart surgery when I was 10. Big difference in age. But
right.
I still had to relearn how to do things. I had to relearn how to walk. I had to relearn how to hold myself properly because I wanted to hunch over all the time. you have, I had to start building my muscles back up. All right. Last year, I had a sizable chunk of my innards taken out.
Goodness.
So for 9 weeks, I didn't do anything. And, I mean, nothing, of course. And then I had to build back up slowly, being able to do anything. Well, when I finally went to the range, I realized that I was at about 15 yards, I was shooting about 4 inches to the left.
Sounds like me.
I have finally worked my way back to where I'm almost center now, but I don't go often enough. I will never be as competent as you are because I just don't go enough. But a lot of what you're going through, I'm sure there's many out there who have gone through the same exact things, having to relearn how to use their hands, not only from surgery, but arthritis, all right? I've got a lot of arthritis in my hands. So I have to, I had to add a Hogue grip onto my 9mm just to have enough surface there for me to be able to grab it and have a good bite when I go to hold on to it. And, you know, I don't know how yours are or how you have done, but maybe that's something you might need to do.
None of mine have like a rubberized grip on them. Most of the guns I'm shooting are all polymer guns, and I'm actually very pleased that the grip was reduced by Agency Arms because I do have some pain in my hands too, and that reduced grip makes it easier for me to hang on to it.
Right. And see, I did the same thing. I did martial arts when I was younger, but mine is from working on jet aircraft for 20 some odd years.
Yeah, I'm imagining you probably had a lot of slip wrenches punching metal, didn't you?
Right, exactly. Along with just repetitive motion and shooting a rivet gun is a constant harsh vibration to your hand.
Right.
And depending upon what type of metal you're bonding together with the rivets, it can be gentle or it can be excruciatingly hard. So, you know. And then I was an auto mechanic and I worked on the engines and everything. So anyways, long story short, yes, I've got a lot of arthritis in my hands. And I have lost, because I drive a truck now, I have lost the meat that I used to have in my hands. I used to be very, very strong.
Right.
But now my fingers are slender. My hands have gotten weaker. You know, I look at them, I think they're sissy girl hands because I don't have the strength I used to have, you know. But I'm right there with you, brother.
Well, I mean, it's something that, and I've talked to a bunch of people about this, one of the groups of people that none of the gun companies market to, hence they're not developing product for it, although sometimes inadvertently it does benefit, is people our age that are actually the ones that can afford their super-duper gee-whiz, holy moly, Shazam guns. And but at the same time, they're not marketing them to us, per se, because... You know, we're yesterday's warriors. You know, we don't look like, we don't have the look anymore. We don't have the mohawks and the washboard abs and everything else.
Yes, they're being marketed to the younger generation, the younger fellas who just came out of the military or still are in the military, the police officers, etc. But when you get aged like us, you need the better trigger.
Well, see,
you need the better grips. You know?
I've been telling them that. One thing that I'm very curious as to whether they could do this, and I think it would actually work, but I don't know how far they would have to take the grip down, like on a Glock. And there'll be somebody, if there's somebody listening and I find out you're doing this now, I will find you and I will bring legal action. I'm wondering if they can't take the grip of a polymer gun and really reduce it down a real nice amount and then spray something sort of like those pickup truck liners that are like a rubberized granular grip grain to it.
Yeah.
It would be sort of like a Hogue or a Packmeyer grip, but at the same time it's bonded to this to the polymer. I don't know how they would go about doing it. I don't know why they don't do it. But like the trigger that's a lighter trigger, that works better for hands that are feeling pain and everything else. And I've been talking to a few of them about this, and everybody's going, because the truth is we're the only ones that can afford their gadgets.
Right. And And as far as having that stuff bond to the polymer, you would have to have an agent, whether I'm just going to throw stuff out there, whether it's methyl ethyl ketone or acetone or different type of chemicals that will soften it just enough to allow said material to bond.
Right.
You know, and like you said, but the second thing you have to remember, by adding like a rhinoliner to it, you have the granular in it. At the same time, if it's too aggressive, you will shred your hands.
Yeah, and that would be, have you know, for a company like Agency that has already figured out how to make something good, great, this would not be a big step for them. And they're actually, I think they're sort of pondering this, and we haven't actually talked about it in depth. But, you know, we're not going to be forgotten, Tony. We're the ones that, we still got the mojo. They just got to help us keep it.
You have a good evening, sir. Great talking to you as usual.
Thank you, sir. Keep the shiny side up. Truck drivers, they're the ones that's how everything out there that you take for granted, some truck driver delivered to some warehouse or directly to the place where you're buying it or what else. I did it for 20 years. Those guys are my guys, and, you know, I get them. I do get them. People my age, you know, there's more and more of us now. We didn't procreate as much, and everything's marketed to the ones we didn't procreate. So, you know, I'm just pointing out to a couple of people, hey, this would be a good idea, and you could actually run with this. And I think there's going to be some people actually do this. Because old people are very self-defense minded. And I'm not saying I'm old, but I'm going that in that direction. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Prog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. Ben, I have noticed that we've had none of Joy Brown's callers tonight. We haven't had anybody trying to sell us any timeshares calling either. What did you do? Do it some more. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership website, there's a guy named Gary who used to be a healthcare worker, now retired. He wrote them an article. He wrote them a letter. He said, "Dear DRGO, I am now retired, but have worked in healthcare and human services during most of my career. DRGO is doing a good job. I know and have known physicians, nurses, and dentists who hunt, carry for defense, target shoot. Great folks. One friend of mine chased off an armed attacker who accosted a pair of doctors headed into a medical conference by just drawing his weapon. I liken the decrease in crime and increase in firearm ownership to the increase in sanitation and antibiotics and health care and the decrease in mortality. For those that would say no legal carry or ownership by the law-abiding citizen, then how about no antibiotics and sanitary practices for their living and health care circumstances? Makes about the same sense. Keep up the good work of telling it like it is, Gary." Now, here's what DRGO says about this. You know, there are opponents that do not look on self-defense as an inherent right, as something that we're born with. And they do not see responsible firearm ownership. They seek to characterize the irresponsible and criminal use of firearms as typical And inherent to firearms ownership in general, all of us do it. It's just a matter of time. Now, that notion serves as a stepping stone for their argument that guns and their ownership are the causative factor, the etiology of social ills. This is a textbook exercise in sophistry. Or sophistry. Sophistry? You know what I mean? The evidence, it turns out, not only proves them wrong, it flips the script of their narrative. Because the truth is, neither gun ownership or guns themselves, but crime and criminals are the perpetual social illness. This intrinsic shortcoming of humanity can be cured in countless individual causes and mitigated on a societal level by the unfettered and responsible exercise of the Second Amendment right by the populace. Robert Heinlein once said, an armed society is a polite society. Manners are good when one may have to back up his acts with his life. So, in other words, to an extent, guns aren't the disease, they're the cure. 80% of handgun predators have encountered armed citizens. This coming from a U.S. Department of Justice-funded Wright-Rossi study beautifully illustrates the meaning of Heinlein's statement, and thus the notion of firearms ownership as a social sanitizer. Survey questioned over 1,800 incarcerated felons and demonstrated that broad firearm ownership constitutes a clear and significant deterrent to crime. Specifically, the participants, all felons serving time in prisons across the nation, indicated the following. 74% felt that burglars avoided occupied dwellings for fear of being shot. 80% of handgun predators have encountered an armed citizen. 40% did not commit a specific crime for fear that the victim was armed. 34% of handgun predators were scared off or shot at by armed victims. 57% felt that the typical criminal feared being shot by citizens more than he feared by being shot by police. Then there's the works of John Lott and, you know, his book, which is More Guns, Less Crime, which is constantly being revised. So to return to the sanitizer analogy, there is no, and this is a scientific fact that doctors will tell you, and coming from doctors, it's a really good comparison to taking them into consideration. There is no amount of soap and sanitizer that's going to create a perfectly sterile world. And here you come to this distinction between sterile and sanitary. Sterile is totally devoid of living microorganisms. And the other one means hygienic and clean, or in other words, good enough. Good enough. And it's not a nuanced one, and it goes to emphasize the point that there's more practically achievable and thus preferable from both a social and political perspective to strive for sanitation to keep the germs at bay. Firearms ownership as a social sanitizer becomes demonstrably keeps certain evils at bay. That's because it is impossible to sterilize the world and eradicate all evils, since there are inherent flaws and failings in the nature of man, which we're never going to be able to eradicate. It's never going to be able to be made. You know, there's always going to be predators. There's always going to be people seeking the easy way. There's always going to be victims. Yet the gun prohibitionists want you to accept that they can cure certain social ills by stripping good people of the ability to defend themselves, to sterilize them, in other words, to take away all means, while at the same time they're not sterilizing anything except one part of society. Now, if you tell a lie and if you repeat it enough times, then for some people this becomes perceived as the truth. And, you know, how many times does that take before it becomes acknowledged as a truth? How many people for how long must exercise a right for it to be unassailable? You know, there's really no way of knowing. How much soap and sanitizer are needed to keep a family healthy? Soap and hand sanitizer is sold in bulk quantities. It's up to you how much you have. And right now, thank God, it is up to you if you defend yourself or not. Right now, it's still an option. They want to take the option away without a doubt. Without a doubt. But it is, to be sure, it is something they're trying to stop. And they do it with stupid notions, junk science, lies. They do it with all of those things. Now, tomorrow on the show, I have no idea what we're going to do, but I'm going to try to get another guest to talk about technique, because I'm very concerned about technique. And tomorrow I may be going to the range, but I will do the show. I promise you. I'm going to be going out and seeing what I can do regarding the technique. I've got plenty of ammo to do this. I need to go shoot some of the ammo. Just because it just makes my soul feel good. Now, one other thing I'll lead with this tomorrow, because this is something I need to ask. I need to find out if you guys aren't going to be in it, not going to be involved in it, it does me no good to try. I've asked this question before. I got a very lukewarm reception. I didn't get told not to do it, but then again, nobody got out there and said, oh, yeah, go for it, Bill. So I'm going to ask again, but I'll do that tomorrow. I will do that tomorrow. The fight. In certain places, it's getting hot. In Lexington, Massachusetts, it's getting hot up there right now. Connecticut, it's already hot. New York, it's already hot. I mean, even though it's failing, it's hot. California is getting hot. California is getting hot. And one day we may have to make a choice. And that's why I'm training now, because if the time does come and I have to make a choice, I want to have my technique right. I want to be able to play. Because I'm real tired of what we got going on right now. So much so that we're going to do this again in 21 hours. And between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It is always going to be about total control. On a Monday, this has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in 8. 8-